Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life podcast. My name is Michelle Burkhardt, and I'm your host. All right. Okay, it's been a little bit since I was with you last. There's a lot that's happened. This place has been an intense state of healing for my girls and I. And so, honestly, this is the first opportunity that I've had to record another podcast for you. So I'm back. I intend to be recording every day to be giving you some more information. I know some of you have reached out and checked on me, so thank you so much. I appreciate that. So what I want to talk about today is this idea of being grateful for the little things. So first of all, I want to share that today is letter number 175 that I've sent my son. He joined the Navy and went off to boot camp last June. So it's been about 9 months now. He's in his schooling. So he's going to be a nuclear engineer on a sub. So he has three major classes he has to take that are several months long. So the last class was kind of, you know, making sure everybody understood the math and science and physics behind what their job is. This one is the same, but he says it's more intense. So basically they are, really, they've got to memorize everything that they were taught in the first class and then use it for theoretical situations. And then in the next class, which is called prototype, and they actually go and do kind of an apprenticeship. They're actually on a sub and they're putting into practice everything that they have learned and memorized. So anyway, that's what he's doing. Doing really well, loves it. Just talked to him yesterday and he's, you know, on cloud nine with the whole thing. So that's exciting. So I've written him a letter every single day, right? Almost every day. Honestly, it's probably way more than 175, but there it is. And in each one of those letters, I include a small card that has a quote on it. And the quote for the day was basically this idea of be grateful for the little things. And it really got me thinking about my own thinking and also multiple conversations that I've had with other people, including coaching clients over the years. And when I think about small things, right, that I wouldn't want to do without in life, often they don't have a price tag. So for example, I love sitting outside on my patio on a warm summer morning, drinking my coffee, listening to the birds. I love feeling the hot water on my back when I'm in the shower, maybe a little too much. I love having a great conversation with a friend. Honestly, fill in whatever your little thing is. If you want to be inspired and you're on social media, have that be the question for the day. I did that a while ago and just said, you know, what are the things that you can't live without that really have no price tag? Now, I will address a little bit of an elephant in the room. So the privilege I have to have a place that has a patio and to have coffee, I want to acknowledge that, to have hot water, right? However, no matter who you are, no matter what circumstances you have in your life, we all have a little thing, right? So when you look up the definition of rich, really it basically says, when you're rich, you have no needs, right? As in all of your needs are already met. Okay, so stick with me here. I'd like to flesh this out a bit. So in that moment where you're enjoying this little thing, right? That moment of joy, beauty, and appreciation, you don't feel that you have any other needs, do you? You're fully in the moment, fully enjoying what you're doing. And I mean, I know when I'm on the patio drinking my coffee, listening to the birds, I'm not thinking about other needs that I have. When I'm in the shower or when I'm in that beautiful conversation with a friend, I'm just fully in the moment. So the problem and struggles of life really come when we forget, right? So what would happen if, let's say in your next staff meeting at work, We allowed ourselves to be overcome by appreciation for the people at the table. What would happen during your next sales call? I have a lot of clients who are trying to work on sales and, you know, they have this sense of desperation, right? And so that's an energy. Let me just say that your clients don't like, and they can feel whether you say something or not, and they're probably not going to say yes to your sale. So, but what would happen on your next sales call if you just enjoyed being with that person rather than worried about getting the sale or not getting the sale? What would it be like, let's say when you're talking to your teenager and those eyeballs start to roll, right? What would happen if you remembered in that moment how much you love them and how amazing it is to see them grow up? Because I think it's in these, you know, quote unquote, problematic moments that we forget to focus on beauty, peace, and joy. And because we don't see that, our brain, you know, sees or creates a problem, strife, struggle, stress, right? We haven't intentionally focused our brain and our awareness to say, look at the goodness that's in front of us. And so our brain, which is a pattern-seeking device, because we haven't given it an order to look for good, it goes back to default setting, which is usually problem, struggle, and strife. So what if remembering the little things was our secret to joy, happiness, and being rich? I've been focusing on the joy and the pleasure of just sharing this with you today, right? I've been imagining you maybe driving to work, listening to this podcast and going, oh yay, Michelle's back. And then being challenged with this idea to look for the good in your day today. I've been imagining you at the end of your day, looking back and saying, oh my gosh, look how many good things happened in my day and how the level of joy within you has increased. So we define rich as having all the things, making all the money, right? Whatever your determination of rich is. We say we're rich when we reach a result or outcome, right? And usually that expectation is given to us by our first families, which was given to them by our ancestors, right? Which is really peer pressure by dead people. And also we collect it from our culture and society, right? So think about what your culture, your community, your society, you know, if you, you know, go into any sort of social media or on the TV, there's messages around expectations around what you're supposed to be doing to be rich, right? But what if, and again, hang with me here for just a second. What if we're rich right now and we just don't remember that? So I propose to you that if you can't reach a state of happiness, joy, and appreciation for your life right now, again, you know, that idea of telling your brain, let's look for the good things, right? If you can't do that right now, you won't be able to do that when you reach your goal or your outcome. If you aren't happy and filled with awe and wonder and appreciation on the way to, let's say, that new degree or that new job or the promotion or relationship, whatever you're working on, you probably won't be when you get there either. And what a terrible thing to arrive at your goal and realize that that doesn't fulfill you. So practice being rich today. Practice being grateful for those little things. Now, I'm not saying, you know, be wholly content and not work on your goals or things like that. I'm just saying you can have happiness and richness now. You don't have to wait. Okay, so go out today and enjoy as many moments of your day as you possibly can right now. Okay, don't wait. Bring more life into your life today. Okay. All right, so we talked a little bit about awareness today on this. I want to share a new opportunity with you. I finally have gotten the link and everything already. So I think I've told you before, but I'm hosting a retreat at the end of May. I'll give you more information about the retreat. I don't have that link yet because I'm not in charge of that. Someone else is in charge of that. But that retreat is kind of the title of it is Authentic Connections, Authentic Circles of Connection. Sorry, wow. And basically, we're going to go through a whole weekend of learning more about yourself, learning more about how to interact with other people. We're going to focus on your spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical self, making sure that you are whole and in harmony. Okay, I'm very excited about it because there's four of us that are hosting this together. It's going to be an amazing time. Because of that, also it's in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And so I am adding on a VIP day on the front end of that retreat because we're going to have a lot of people coming into town anyway, and I want to offer this. I have been working on content for the Seven Villages of Awareness for a long time now. So basically it's the seven levels of awareness, which many of you, you know, that's not a surprise to you, right? And going through and realizing that each level of awareness is like a village, right? That has its own customs, its own language, its own rules. And when you understand that, you can see better, number one, where you are. And then I'll share with you, how do you travel from one village to another? So how do you increase your awareness? But then also we'll talk about how do you handle when, let's say, you are living in one village, but someone else, let's say a loved one, is living in an entirely different village. How do you flex? Okay, so really, I'm just going to give you a whole lot of keys to the kingdom, if you will. So there's two ways that you can interact with this content. Number one is live. So if you want to join us for the day, it's going to be 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So whether you come for the retreat or not, if you want to spend a day with us, it's going to be Thursday, May 30th. Or you can get the recording. So anyone who comes live is automatically going to get the recording and journal and all that kind of stuff. But if you can't attend live, which many people can't for all kinds of reasons, we will record it. And then a couple weeks after the event, you'll get the recording. Okay. So I'm going to leave the link in the description, and you can check it out, see if it's right for you. If you have questions, please let me know. And yes, you're right. You got it. This is not going to be the last time you hear about this. So I'll share with you more as we go through. But for now, thank you so much for showing up again. I'm glad I'm back. I'm feeling pretty good and I'm excited to be with you more. So with that, I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you next time. All right. Bye-bye.